every woman should be financially stable. I say this all the time. And a lot of women don't necessarily go about this the right way. A lot of women will go for guys, and they'll go for these guys because they want these guys to provide them some kind of lifestyle, some kind of financial stability, and they have nothing for themselves. They have nothing to show. Very dangerous position to put yourself into, because you open yourself up to being leveraged by a man for him to pay your bills, for him to show you a lifestyle that you become addicted to and you just can't let go. You become addicted to it materialistically, and then you start to lower your standard of how you want to be treated because you can't provide for yourself and you have no escape in that situation. I know a lot of women that date a guy and they'll invest in him for years. They'll do all these things for him, and that guy will end up leaving her or treating her very badly or cheating on her, and she can't do anything because she does not have financial stability. So the first thing I tell women to do in life is to focus on financial stability. And it's not that I want you to become a boss babe or a CEO here. Here's my other controversial thought. I don't think you need to be a boss babe in life to be happy, because I deal with a lot of these women. I deal with a lot of multi-millionaire CEO women, and they book with me and they're like, "Sumi, I'm killing it in life. I'm killing it in business. I got a super nice apartment. I drive a nice car. I look great. I'm smart. I'm educated. I'm talented. I'm well-spoken. Why are men not interested in me?" And I'll tell you exactly why. Number one, because in order to become successful in life, a lot of times in business, you have to be masculine. Like, masculinity is the primary emotion when it comes to earning a lot of money. I'm just keeping it real. Like, if you want to be a CEO in business, you got to be masculine. You got to have a lot of testosterone in you, in a sense. And obviously, when women are killing it in the workplace, it's because they're masculine. It's because they're employing that masculine feature, that emotion. You know, women can be masculine. It's a good thing in the workplace, but it's hard to tap into that feminine energy. It's hard to just revert back into that when you need to. And so I see a lot of women fail in their relationships because they're so A-type minded, so A-level minded, whatever you want to call it, to where they're trying to control and regulate and treat their relationship like a business, where it just is not going to work. Men want soft-spoken, coachable, humble, submissive, feminine women. And it's hard to be that when you're so used to being a boss, a go-getter, a hustler. Like, these characteristics are attractive, but it's not the primary characteristic that men look for. But I think that you should establish some level of financial stability. And what I mean by that is that you need to be able to take care of yourself, pay your own bills, and take care of, you know, really your family. And that might be a different spectrum of income for a lot of people. But a man is going to want to see a girl have a little apartment by herself, have her car, and really, like, she don't have to flex. Because here's the other thing, too. When you're making a lot of money as a woman, a man knows that your appetite is going to be larger. When he goes on your Instagram and he sees that you're buying all these nice things and you drive all these nice things, a man's going to be like, okay, like, I got to be able to support that if I want to have control, quote unquote, of her. So he's going to be a little reluctant. Like, if I see a girl making a lot of money, it may not be a good fit for me. Not because I'm not interested in her making a lot of money. It's just because I want a woman that's going to appreciate the things that I do. And I can do a lot of nice things, but if a girl is just a server or like somebody that's more so from a humble background, I know she's going to appreciate me a lot more and look at me as more valuable. And I want that. I want to be, you know, treated like a king because I want to treat her like a queen. I want her to look at the things I do and be like, wow, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy to have you. Every guy wants that. So as a woman, when you make more money, every woman I know wants a man that makes just as much as her, if not more. Just as much as me or more. So when you're making $150,000 as a woman, you're cutting out a large bracket of the dating marketplace. And that's good that you're making that money. It's never the other way around where women are like, I'm making money. It's okay. He doesn't have to work that hard. He could be making $50,000. I'm making $150,000. Together we make $200,000. It's not like that. It's like, I need him to match me. I need him to build me and grow me because of hypergamy. Women want a man that's better than them, because a man that's better than them can lead them, can guide them, can educate them, can motivate them, and can really be that leader. Why would you follow someone that's not doing as good as you? A lot of times we measure ourselves in this capitalistic economy in financials. How much do you bring really determines a lot of your value in today's world. And it's very wrong, but that is a lot of how, that is a big portion of how people look at relationships. So it's important to have a little bit of money and to take care of yourself financially. But at the same time, I think the most important thing that you should do as a woman is to focus on dating high quality people. Focus on building yourself up physically, emotionally, mentally, being kind, being good in conversation. You don't need to focus on your career 100%, but you should have money. So if you don't have money as a woman, if you're not financially stable, don't even think about dating, because you're just going to choose guys that have money. You're just going to go for things, and those things are going to fascinate you a lot more. And look, here's the flip side. Like, yeah, I want a woman that is fascinated by things that I do because it's advantageous for me. But there's a level to it. If I get a woman that's just going for me for money, it's not good because she doesn't genuinely love me. But if I got a woman that's financially stable, that's taking care of herself, and, you know, she like, you know, has a little bit of respect, she has her own things, I know that she's going to appreciate me with more genuine interest because she doesn't, like, look at that in a starry-eyed fashion. She's not thirsty for it, but she appreciates it. And that's where genuine relationships and organic connection can be formed. So I appreciate you guys for spending a little bit of time with me here today. If you found this helpful, definitely share it with somebody. I appreciate you guys for always being so supportive with everything I do. Please, you know, comment on the YouTube video. Please share the podcast. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and definitely give this a positive review. You can always reach out to me on Instagram if you have any questions. And shout out to K&D Group for sponsoring this podcast and allowing us to really bring you this amazing content. If you're ever in the downtown Cleveland area, check out their amazing apartments. There are so many great apartment buildings they got downtown, and they're just really revamping Cleveland. It's amazing. So appreciate you guys. Until next time, sue me out.